Graham, not a great day for you in the end. Give us your thoughts on the performance and the result.
I thought there was nothing wrong with the performance right up until they scored. I thought we were the team on top. I thought we created a couple of very good chances for ourselves. Didn't take them, and they've got a goal out of nothing, really. I mean, it was a good finish from the latter, Jose. But there was no pressure. And we were comfortable away from home, and just I think the timing of the goal might have been a bit of a body blow to us, you know, just before half time after being on top, and we never really recovered from that in the second half. You know, we sort of, it was just a bit of a dull game after that for the second half.
Second goal's the killer. Poorly defended from your point of view.
Yes, yeah. I thought it was cheaply given away in the first place by us, but we're obviously disappointed. You know, the lads are disappointed with themselves for the goals, but you know, I'm not going to go overboard with them about it, because I think they've been superb in general defensively this season, and they've got two players up front who have come in and done great jobs from in the time they've been here. But there was obviously things that we could have done better for both the goals, but I just thought the second half sort of petered out, really, rather than us really really forcing the issue. It was obviously a very difficult surface to play football on. I thought once they got the goal, they sat deep and sort of nullified us.
The way the game petered out after the second goal, is that the most disappointing aspect of today for you?
No, the most disappointing thing is the result. You know, we came here to get a result, but you know, sometimes when a team will defend deep, we'd do the same if we were two goals up. So it, you know, you sort of nullify any space to run into, and it wasn't a pitch that you could pass the ball on. So you know, I think whoever scored the first goal today would have been a massive advantage because of the state of the pitch. But you know, that we can't look at that because of for the reason that we got beat today. We just didn't take we didn't find that ruthless streak when we were on top in the first half and didn't score a goal.
Is frustration in the forefront of your mind after you were obviously thrilled about the way that your team played on Tuesday night and to come here full of confidence and start well?
The players are frustrated as well. We're all frustrated because we've like I said on Tuesday, we set ourselves high expectations and targets, and we're still not going away from that. But we obviously have to. I talked about getting the momentum going, of picking up points as many times as possible from games. And if we'd have gone out of today's game with a point, which we could have easily have had, you know, because I think we've created opportunities just the same as them. Excuse me, but if we'd have took a point, that would have been a good one for us, because it wasn't a champagne performance. But we have to have that ability to grind out, especially on the road, points, you know, draws, when we haven't deserved to maybe win the game.
Left Nick Horton out today. Is that just an example of you looking after a young player in his development?
Yeah, Tuesday was a massive shift for him. It was a completely different game. We spoke to him during the week, and you know, he found it really tough going, you know, energy wise. And he is a young lad who's come into the team and play. He plays at such a high tempo as well. It was naturally going to hit him, and I thought there were signs of that the other day. But we always knew he'd play some part in today's game. We had Antti Saarsevik to come in. Who's done a fantastic job for us for the last 18 months. So I thought I was changing one good player for another, and you know, I don't think that had any bearing on the result in the end. I just felt the timing of the goal in the first half. You know, if we'd have come in at 0-0, we'd have been, you know, talking about taking our opportunities, but we'd have been happy to be at 0-0, because we didn't feel under any threat until the actual goal.
Still a long way to go in this season, you know, a third of the season still to go, and lots of points to be played for. You've been on the fringe of the playoffs for such a long time. Yeah. It just seems that final result to get you in there is just missing.
Yeah, well, I think that's we're on the fringes for a reason, because we don't grind out points, especially on the road, when we haven't been at our best, and that's what we just have to add to our game. You know, the players have still got the the bit between their teeth. They're still desperate to win as many games as possible. And but sometimes it won't go for you. But what I like to see is just that game management and a little bit of nails who have seen out a game and saying, OK, we weren't great, but we took a point and we'll go on to next week. And that's what I think we just need to add into our team, because the ability and the dedication of the players is there for all to see. They are good players, they are a good team, but we have to have a consistent return of 1 point or 3 points to make that progress up the league.